Welcome to season two of Motivate Me, a show where we interview people who have incorporated a passion into their lives in order to inspire you, my fellow motivators, to do the same. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. Okay, so I am coming at you live right now from Billings, Montana. We are at Outlaw Canyon Adventures, and my crew and I, and as well as Chelsea's mom and sister, had the most amazing day today ziplining with Gary and Justin and Rob. So I need to know, Gary, how did this become a passion of yours?
Well, it was my mother. She was going to Europe 3 years ago now, you know, with my youngest daughter, and she's getting on the plane. She says, find me a zip line when I get back. I want to go on one because it was on her bucket list. And looked around, there wasn't any. So thought, well, it might be a good business. And we had the place, and so we started building it.
You know, you say it's funny that it was on her bucket list because, as you know, we are on a 50-state tour. And in each state, I'm doing something I've never done before. But here's what is happening that ends up being funny is some of the things I'm doing were never on my bucket list, Gary. Like right. Ziplining was something I saw other people do. And I thought, wow, that looks amazing. It looks like a lot of fun. But I never, ever envisioned myself ziplining.
I didn't envision ziplining myself. In fact, I never rode one before I built it.
That's crazy. Yeah. I can relate to that, though. That's crazy.
I actually pushed my mom off first, and she made it fine, so then I went.
Oh, you're such a great guy.
She was 86 at the time.
Oh, my gosh. That is crazy. How'd she do at 86?
Yeah, just fine. Had a blast.
Where was the first one she rode on? Was it here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. This one right here.
This is fast. Yeah, this is number six because there are six runs here.
Right. This is her first one.
Okay. Justin Ann, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So talk to us about how you ended up here and how you feel about ziplining in general because you dig it.
I do. I dig it. My friend actually was working here. It's Gary's daughter. And I came out for the day kind of just to hang out, and they took me out on the course, and I fell in love with it. Though the first one freaked me out. I wouldn't go. They made me go. And I got hooked, and I eventually started working in the office. And the following year, I said, what do I have to do to be a guide? I want to be out there on the lines every day. It's awesome.
You know, you didn't tell me before I took off that first time that you needed to be pushed. You left that part out, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't come off very well if a guide needed to be pushed.
I don't know what happened in my older years, but I used to love heights. And there were times that my knees were weak. Mm-hmm. I mean, just standing up, especially when you guys made us lean back over and that platform was moving.
Oh, I remember too. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Rob, let's talk to you. First of all, can you run us through the name of each of the runs? So run number one is what?
Little Dipper.
Little Dipper. Yeah. Why is it called that?
That's nice and short, nice and easy. Keep you guys, get you guys used to being in the gear.
I wasn't scared on that one. How many feet was that?
That was 350 feet.
Okay. I mean, I was freaked out, but I wasn't scared. Right. Okay. Let's talk about number two.
Bobcat run, about 550 feet. That's the one where we introduced speed into it. So, you know, just like number one is just to get you guys used to being in your gear and stuff like that. And then we introduced the speed aspect into it.
Okay, yeah. And then there was number three, which is, I think, the one Chelsea made me go first on.
Righteous run. Yeah, that one's about 720 feet. That's my personal favorite one. Like I said on the tour, it's nice and open. Then you guys are going into the trees right down in there. Summertime is really beautiful in the summertime.
That's where the language got rated R right about there.
Yeah, it usually does right on that tour. On that one, everyone's, it goes up from there.
Because standing on the end of that plank, it's dark down there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best way I could say.
You don't know what you're getting into. Trees coming at you, flying snakes, who knows?
I couldn't see anything behind me, obviously, and just I felt like this is a game changer.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I like it because, you know, like you said with the trees, but when you just kind of let go, you know, and just ride the ride, yeah, it's really awesome.
So it was at that point when I landed that one mm-hmm. that you that you and I were the only ones on the platform, and you said, Lynette, really, you need to, although, you know, we have our nicknames on our hats. Right. So Nettie, you know, you really need to open your eyes. Let, not that I have my eyes closed, but really look around and not be so focused on where you're going and enjoy the ride, which to me means be present.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you have to be present. You know, like a lot of first time zip liners, they like to, you know, really focus in because they don't want to get hurt. And safety is a big deal out here for us. But, you know, it's also about enjoying the experience of being out there, you know.
So what's the next run then?
Number four, Tearjerker. That's our long one, 1,000 feet.
And what was hilarious about that, which is probably why, well, wait a minute. What was funny is probably why it got dark when I went to take off at 3 is right about that point, it started to rain, big fat raindrops.
Yeah, it was good. Nice little rainstorm we got there, but we pushed through it.
Yeah, it was like drama, cue rain, wind, dark sky. And then it's like, Gary, are you trying to get through? I can't hear Gary on the radio. And then Gary gets through and he says, I can't get to the bottom of a run number 4, but I can meet you at run number 1. And I said to the girls, I'm like, well, are we in a horror movie right now? What's going on?
Yeah. That's one of the things you got to deal with out here, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if it gets too bad, I mean, we'll pull you right off, but.
Oh, no, yeah. It was just a couple drops. It was just the wind.
It wasn't bad at all.
No. It was the wind picking up. It was the threat was there, but we were like, no lightning, push through. This is awesome.
Yeah, let's just do it.
So the next run, well, Tearjerker, 3 out of 5 people literally came down with tears because the run is long and it's fast, right?
Yeah. Long and fast, and because of the wind's always blasting you right in your face, that's why you guys get the tears. But we don't judge if you actually cry.
Laugh.
Yeah, you guys are not, I appreciate the non-judgment, you know, on every left. Fear, weight, it was all good.
Yeah.
So the final run, this was a fast one.
We still have number 5 too, right?
Oh, what was 5?
That's a high road. High off the ground, and there's a road right under it. So,
and so many great photo ops, and I love that we got to have little hikes in between because I was saying, you know, we got a little workout while we were doing that.
Yep, absolutely. Get a workout every day. Eliminate cardio from the gym.
So, okay, number 6.
Yeah, number 6. This is a good one. I like this one's a shorter version of 4. It's one of my favorite ones. I mean, we had, like I said on the tour, where they added a degree of difficulty is there's no trees or anything around to judge how fast you're going. So you really got to pay attention on this one. I don't know if you guys noticed, but you guys were coming in pretty fast. So I had to slow you guys out. I had to break you guys a little sooner than usual.
Yeah, the landings were all very eventful. Out of the 5 of us, there was 1 or 2 of us that typically had a pretty eventful landing. Mm-hmm. So
Sometimes
on purpose, sometimes not. But Gary, you know what I loved so much about being here is, and I was saying this too while we were up there, is it is so incredibly beautiful in Montana. And, you know, when you're driving through and you're looking at hills and you're looking at mountains and you're wondering what lives there, what goes on there. And the beauty of what you specifically created here is that we can travel through these 6 runs. We can interact with nature and be outdoors in an exciting, exhilarating, fun. I mean, they had some music going for us up there, which really helped my nerves, to tell you the truth. I mean, how do you feel about creating that experience for people?
It's been wonderful. We've had smiles from everybody that's come through here, with the exception of 1 15-year-old girl. But long story, but she just realized she wasn't going to have a good life.
Not just she wasn't going to have a good day. She wasn't going to have a good life.
She was with her grandfather, and nobody could make her smile. But everybody else is. We've been a 99.99%. Perfect on getting people to smile. It's an excellent family experience, multi-generational. Grandparents can bring their kids and grandkids and all go at the same time and have a blast. As you know, it's not very stressful, you know, mentally, yes, but physically there's nothing to it.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, you need to be able to walk up steep hills a little bit. That's it. As long as you can do that, I mean, it's a great time. What's your favorite experience, Justin, from this journey you've been on here?
Well, last year, my favorite day was we did a day for the Wounded Warrior Project, and we brought out a bunch of veterans, and we took out a quadriplegic who hadn't been out of his chair in, 40 years. And we took him out, and the smile on his face was just the best. That was the whole thing of being here. Just amazing.
What's your favorite memory, Gary?
Bob, the quadriplegic was great. There's just so many. There's so many.
Right.
You know, I want to ask the question, have you ever had to rescue a guide from the run? But I don't think I should probably talk about that right now, Rob.
True story, yes. Yes, that happened. You want me to tell it now too, don't you?
Well, I'll just sum it up for you.
Okay, go for it.
You know, you had you had a piece of gear hanging off. It grabbed the step that people step on.
The
and you,
stool.
The heavy stool, and you took that down with you?
Yeah, number five. Yeah,
and you,
number five.
High road, and you no longer...
Not my favorite run. Not my favorite run at all. I mean, that stool is not light. So, you know, I grab onto the line. It drags me all the way down to the end of the tree line. So, like I said on tour, I thought it was a great idea to go up the hill. You know, self-rescue up the hill and return the stool.
And that means means one left, right, one hand at a time all the way up the hill. Absolutely. That had to be exhausting. But what's your favorite memory, though?
Probably that one.
It's your worst and your favorite at the same time?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can't script that stuff. You know, it's just stuff that just happens out here, you know. You know, a guide having to rescue a guide. I mean, that's pretty good for you guys on the tour to see something like that happen, you know. But, I mean, it's just being out here, being outside and interacting with people. You know, spent 11 years in the military, you know, doing a bunch of cool stuff like that. It's just nice to be outside doing that kind of stuff again.
Thank you for serving.
Oh, thank you.
I could see, you know, you got your tactics that you use on us. I see that. Well, I just want to thank you guys so much. You really made our time here in Billings, I mean, amazing. I looked forward to this for the last couple states since we knew we were coming. And it just, I mean, I know that there's people who are used to zip lining. We're newbies, but rave reviews for you guys all over the internet. And so thank you so much for opening your home here in the Canyon to us.
Thanks for coming. We really had a great time with your crew, and I hope you have a great time on the rest of your tour and safe travels.
Thank you. I feel much safer now. Pretty much anything else I do can't compare.
That's for sure.
I'm not skydiving, Chelsea. Stop looking at me like that. Cassie, stop laughing and nodding yes. We're not. The answer to that is no. All right, everybody, that's it. Please have a great day. Please remember, you motivate me, and I am Lynette Renda. Visit our website, motivatemepodcast.com, for links to all of our social media, for our Motivate Me YouTube channel, where we're posting video of our trip, and for an application to be on the show. There is also Motivate Me merchandise on our site, as well as the ability to contribute a tank of gas or more to our road trip if you so desire. There are 191 episodes in season one, and season two is going to consist of the journey my crew and I experience as we travel around each of the 50 states interviewing people about passion. When we return, those episodes will air, and that will be season three. So let us take you on this journey, and let us motivate you to take action in your own life. If you enjoy this show, please subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. This enables us to reach out to more of you. And the world keeps turning, and I just keep moving along.